Ethanol producers and corn growers worry a federal rule on tailpipe emissions could leave them out of the transition to cleaner cars. While car makers could use any technology to comply, the Environmental Protection Agency estimates up to 67% of new cars sold by 2032 would have to be fully electric. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports that could have big implications for Indiana, one of the top ethanol producers in the country.
Several industry groups and state attorneys general oppose the rule. They say the EPA didn't consider the role a number of other technologies could play, like hydrogen fuel cells, hybrids, or cars that can use gas with higher amounts of ethanol. Some of these cars are already on the market, and advocates say these fuels wouldn't require overhauling the country's electric grid. Dan Byers is the vice president of climate and technology with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
The reality is that these proposed standards go too far too fast and make the mistake of putting all the transition eggs into the EV basket.
Ethanol advocates say there may not be enough critical minerals available to make those EVs, and the EPA didn't consider the emissions that could come from mining them. Though environmentalists have said the agency often doesn't take into account the land use changes needed to make ethanol and other biofuels. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.